Hello, unknown caller.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Now,
between FedEx and our phone system, I'm going to rip what's left of my hair out. It's just bad. We've been having issues with FedEx. It's just not good.
Well, you know, this time of year, it's you know, they're just overwhelmed. Can't find nobody to work, you know.
Here's the problem. It isn't so much that. We've had probably 40 jewelers call to let them know they're open on Mondays, and they still don't bother to try and deliver it. They're taking anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks. We shipped out of here last Wednesday, and they never bothered to let us know that there was no plane. So our stuff on the ground in Rochester in a truck till Friday morning, and then they refused to deliver it for Saturday, so it went for Monday, and here it is Wednesday, and we still have people without goods. So.
Golly.
One of those things. So I got a super silly question for you. I know you called in. It looks like you sold the emeralds. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
5-carat yellow gold tennis bracelet. Lab or natural?
A lab.
Okay. Well, that one's going to be fun. I am working on it. We've owned a couple that are out, so I'm going to try and get those.
If you got one in white gold, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Just something to show, because I had somebody inquiring about one. I'll just tell them, look, you know, here's what it is. You know, if you want one in yellow, then we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right, you said lab, right?
Yeah.
Bear with me. Five carat lab yellow gold,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you've got it, if you don't, you know, I don't care what's in yellow or white. I would prefer yellow, but.
Okay.
I've
got white. I have a 7-carat.
Yeah, that's what
way.
Yeah.
For $19.50, no interest, huh? All right, I'm going to send you a white one, and we're working on getting you a yellow one back.
That's fine. You know, send me the white 7, you know, and if somebody, you know, if they want it, great. If they don't, well, you know, we'll go from there.
All right.
This time of year, people don't understand, so.
Right. All right, and then I'm going to refill some of the stuff that we normally have there, and we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah.
I got an emerald I'm hoping is here later today. It's in Henrietta, which is 20 minutes from here. So hopefully that shows up. You should get one today.
Okay.
So life should be good on that end, and we'll just keep doing our thing.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. If your boss wants me to, if he'll fly me up to Rochester, I'll deliver the packages personally.
I don't think
for a fee.
I was going to say, I don't think you want to come here right now, buddy.
I tell you, I understand. I mean, I've had issues like that, as you well know, with FedEx and the dumbasses. Was supposed to deliver it here to the store, and then I missed them. Well, then they turn around and send it to the FedEx Ground hub down in South Haven, Mississippi. It sat there for almost a week. Then they decide that they're going to put it back on the FedEx, the regular truck, and I get it in 3 days. It's crazy.
It's definitely not like it has been in years past. So they took on a big contract with the government to help out with the postal crap. And what sucks is that now they got one of their planes, one of the models of planes has been grounded.
It's been grounded, yeah.
So, you know, they're scrambling. They literally, Friday morning, put all of our stuff on a truck and drove to New Jersey to get it out. To the hub in Memphis, and that's why it was 3 days late. It's just one of those things, man. It's going to be one of those days.
Yep.
All right, I got you covered.
Thank you.
you'll get some stuff tomorrow, and I'll keep working on this, and we'll go from there, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
See you.
Bye.